Hello, welcome to your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Grace is a way of life. It's one thing to understand grace as a message. It's another thing entirely to begin living from it. For many of us, grace starts as something we believe about salvation, something that brought us in, something we're thankful for. But somewhere along the way, it becomes less central in how we actually live day to day. We drift back into measuring, striving, managing, trying to get things right or do better. Not always consciously, but subtly. And before long, grace becomes more of a concept than a way of life. But the invitation of the gospel is much deeper than that. Paul writes, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him." Colossians 2:6. In other words, the same grace that began the journey is the grace that sustains it. There's no shift from dependence to self-effort, no point where we take over from here. Grace was never meant to be the starting line. It's the atmosphere we live in. That changes how we see everything. It reshapes how we approach growth, how we handle failure, and even how we relate to others. Instead of constantly evaluating where we stand, we begin to rest in who we are in Christ. And from that place, something begins to take root. Not forced behavior, not performance-driven change, but a life that starts to reflect Him naturally. Jesus described it this way when He said, "Remain in Me as I also remain in you. Apart from Me, you can do nothing." John 15:4-5. The focus isn't on producing something for Him, it's on staying connected to Him. That's where life flows from. Grace, lived out daily, doesn't look like striving harder, it looks like abiding more deeply. It looks like learning to trust instead of control, to receive instead of perform, to rest instead of constantly reaching. And over time, that kind of life begins to bear fruit, not because we're trying to make it happen, but because it's the natural result of where we're rooted. Peter encourages us to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18, which reminds us that this is a process. We don't arrive all at once. We grow into it, little by little, as our understanding deepens and our trust expands. Grace isn't just something we return to when we fail. It's the place we live from every day. And when it becomes a way of life, everything begins to change. Not through pressure, but through presence. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.